Thank you, Chair. The United States congratulates you on your position as chair and looks forward to a fruitful discussion under your leadership. We are glad to be joined by members of the business and human rights community coming together here to address these pressing issues. The United States remains committed to advancing business and human rights. We share a common goal of fostering a world in which businesses, government, and civil society agree on a set of rules that delivers higher living standards for people around the world while respecting human rights. The release of the second U.S. National Action Plan on Responsible Business Conduct reflects our whole-of-government commitment to strengthen these efforts. Agencies across the U.S. government have pursued policies, initiatives, and programming focused on responsible business conduct to promote respect for human rights and labor rights, expand use of green energy, further adjust transition, counter corruption, protect human rights defenders, advance gender equity and equality, and promote rights-respecting use of technology. The United States fully supports promotion of responsible business conduct, including through human rights, labor, and environmental due diligence on global value chains. We understand the goal of rising mandatory human rights and environmental due diligence legislation globally is to level playing field for worker rights, which is consistent with the administration's worker-centered trade policy that encourages U.S. businesses to prioritize supply chains that respect internationally recognized labor rights. The United States is committed to supporting these principles and values and promoting responsible business conduct. The United States has increased efforts to develop guidance for businesses to enable business to respect human rights. Under this year's National Action Plan, we established a Labor Rights Info Hub, an online repository to communicate an all-of-government point of view, approach, and suite of resources to advance labor right outcomes and responsible business conduct in business operations and value chains. We are also dedicated to establishing norms for government use of technologies in line with Pillar 1 of the UN Guiding Principles. Through the joint statement to counter the proliferation and misuse of commercial spyware, which now has 21 members, and the Guiding Principles on Government Use of Surveillance Technologies in the Freedom Online Coalition, endorsed by a total of 48 governments, the United States has worked with other governments to address the misuse of surveillance tools, including commercial spyware, to target, monitor, intimidate, silence, or harass human rights defenders, journalists, members of marginalized communities, and other perceived critics, and to take actions to align our policies and procedures for procuring or using commercial surveillance tools consistent with Pillar 1 of the UNGPs. In the Freedom Online Coalition, we developed a joint statement calling on governments globally to develop and implement a set of concrete policies and procedures to protect human rights and safety in government AI activities, including through our own procurement policies, and secured a commitment to do so from 41 members of the coalition. We also participated in the elaboration of and signed the Council of Europe's AI Convention, which creates a baseline standard in international law for rights-respecting AI activities by governments and private entities acting on their behalf. As current chair of the Voluntary Principles Initiative on Security and Human Rights, the VPI, the United States has initiated governance reforms, improved accountability, and risk management measures, all while supporting the development of new guidance for members on protecting human rights defenders. We view our support for the VPI as integral to promoting responsible and rights-respecting business practices and carrying out our duty to protect human rights. We think that our experience in the VPI shows that progress is possible, and we would like to work with this group to find a way to further business and human rights, including strengthening access to remedy that is consensus-based, multi-stakeholder, and builds on the UNGPs. We thank Ecuador and you for your work this year to improve the approach of this working group, in particular for the introduction of the resolution to allow for intersessional meetings and the selection of legal experts. As we turn to the text, which is of course the same that we considered at the ninth session, we note with appreciation that many of the proposals and some views from states have been incorporated. We appreciate that the proposals reflect an effort to find a constructive path forward in light of diverse views in the room. As we've observed before, many of the proposals in the current draft appear to provide for increased flexibility for implementation. Still, we remain concerned that in a number of places, language has been removed that would have allowed implementation to be consistent with domestic legal and administrative systems. In addition to this broad concern, we also note that several provisions remain both unclear and overly prescriptive. The text retains overly broad jurisdictional provisions, unclear liability provisions, certain inconsistencies with international law, and potential criminalization of an ill-defined range of activity. We, as negotiators, cannot ignore the fact that governments around the world are taking different approaches towards achieving the same goal of harmonizing business and human rights. This treaty must be compatible with those efforts, which are proceeding at different speeds and through different methods. The United States has not been alone in our concerns regarding the draft treaty, and it bears observing that a considerable percentage of states that are home to the world's largest transnational corporations have pursued, up till now, only limited participation in these negotiations. We are open to exploring new approaches that align with the UNGPs. Those approaches should be developed in collaboration with and ultimately reflect a broad consensus of business, civil society, and other relevant stakeholders. One approach could be to include a baseline treaty that allows for the ability to opt in to elements that do not have consensus. Though our approaches may differ, we share your interest in helping vulnerable communities and individuals enjoy the benefits of a vibrant private sector while safeguarding human rights and environmental protections. In closing, we want to work with the group to identify a collaborative path forward to advance business and human rights that is consensus-based, builds on the UNGPs, and has multi-stakeholder support while improving people's lives around the world. Thank you, Mr. Chair.